This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union is preparing sanctions on Russian oil sales after a major shift on Monday by Germany, Russia's biggest energy customer, that could deprive Moscow of a large revenue stream within days. The European Commission is expected to propose a sixth package of EU sanctions this week against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, including a possible embargo on buying Russian oil. Kiev says Russia's energy exports to Europe, so far largely exempt from international sanctions, are funding the Kremlin war effort with millions of euros every day. Meanwhile, the first civilians to be evacuated from a giant steel plant in Mariupol arrived on Monday in the Ukrainian-held city of Zaporizhia after an overnight bus journey across the front line, and evacuees are painting a picture of destruction, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Marina, arriving in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, in a car with smashed windows, says first she fled from her home to her parents. Both apartments are now destroyed by bombing. She ended up at a country house with no water or electricity. On the way out of Mariupol, she picked up Natalia Potocka and her grandson, who spoke of hiding in the basement, a lack of food, and constant shelling day and night. Evacuee Alexander Vorotelin says Azovstal was bombed 24 hours a day. The Ukrainian Azov Regiment and the Russian Defense Ministry both released video said to show civilians being evacuated from underneath the flattened steel plant on Sunday, climbing over rubble and boarding waiting buses in an operation coordinated with the Red Cross. One Azov Regiment deputy commander said they could hear voices of people still alive under destroyed buildings that would be difficult to save without special equipment. I'm Jennifer King.
After being forced to abandon an assault on Kiev at the end of March, Russia has launched a major